You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
America's pickup got quite a workout because of all the wind. My back fence fell down.
Oh,
the,
no.
The doorbell was ringing like crazy on Friday. For the winds here on Friday were insane, Dom. Just insane. And I look out, and it's my neighbor, and he works in the medical industry, and he's standing there in his scrubs, and he's like ringing my bell like crazy. He's like, our fence is falling down. So we ran out back and propped it all up, and then on Saturday went and got all the wood and beams and everything to replace it. So we were out there digging holes and pouring concrete. And
yeah, but you love that stuff.
I really do. I told Nicole, it was just yesterday because I was a little sore from digging all those post holes, and I was like, you know what? It just felt good to have a project, just to kind of be outside in the sun and get something done. So yeah, I did a lot of that this weekend. And I do have a real quick funny story that one of our neighbors told us, which might lead to a future topic about how gross kids are or something gross with kids. I'm not sure, but she texted Nicole last night. She's like, you're going to love this story, she said. I was clipping my son's fingernails on Friday. Fingernails, toenails, and she's like, and those little suckers, they just fly everywhere. She's like, and I felt one kind of hit my face, and it kind of like hit the bottom of my nose. She's like, and I didn't see where it went or whatever. So last night she texted Nick Nack and said, you'll love this. I'm sitting on the couch right now watching a movie with my husband, and one of my son's toenails just fell out of my nose.
Oh, okay.
So the little toenail shot out when she was clipping it, and it
kind
of
know that's
incubating in her nose for 2 days, and it just came out while she was sitting there on the couch watching.
How do you
TV.
Not notice that for
a I don't know. I guess, I mean, because the kid is quite young, so it's a tiny little nail, and it was just weird. Up in her nose for 2 days, and she's like,
that's just weird,
are,
Jeremy.
I think she said, kids are effing gross is the exact verbiage.
Which is true. Who can argue with that?
Who can argue with that? So we had a pretty good laugh over that last night, that the toenail fell out of her nose.
I texted you a photo of food and a beer on Friday.
Yep, that looked good.
And I'm sorry, I know that's not cool to do anymore, but I figured you would appreciate it because it was Peroni on draft.
Yeah, that's good.
And the garlic knots. But you know, the funny thing is, it's this restaurant that just made the news not like within the last 2 weeks because the owner of the restaurant just got arrested for having an illegal, let's say, relationship with his teenage son's girlfriend.
Oh.
I guess it's... it's pretty sordid, the whole detail. Oh, yeah. But, the server that we had at this restaurant was more than happy to talk about it. And it was quite entertaining.
I bet.
For us.
Juicy.
Because it's such a... like, sordid is the only word I can think of. I mean, he had a relationship with his son's girlfriend.
That is something.
And she is
go,
under
Dad,
18.
Go.
So
yeah, that ain't right.
That's just gross.
That is gross.
Anyway, to hear this server tell all sorts of stories like, oh, that's nothing. You should have heard what he did a couple years ago. We're like, oh, man. Oh my God.
There's more?
That server got a great tip, by the way, because he was dishing.
Nice.
And I don't mean the food. He was dishing.
Spilling the tea.
Yeah, so good. And then I thought my cat got out yesterday, and I looked everywhere. In fact, it was a good 30-minute search throughout the entire house. Cannot find the cat. And I'm like, I think he got outside. And he's only 6 pounds. We live in the wilderness. If he gets outside, he's dead in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll just be dead.
Yep.
There's all sorts of creatures that will... he's an hors
snake bait is what he is.
He's an hors d'oeuvre. Well, the owls, the hawks, the coyotes, the all sorts of creatures around here. Anyway... you know where he turned up, and this might be also a future segment on our show. He turned up, and I don't know what made us think to look there, inside the recliner.
Yes. Okay.
So it's one of the pieces of furniture that we kept from the former owner is this ratty kind of recliner, but it's so damn comfortable you can't even believe it. And when it's reclined, it opens up underneath.
Yep, and they go
up
and under.
And Niles the Weirdo, who is aptly named, will climb up inside. If you don't see him and you close the recliner back up,
you could crush
there's
him.
There's A, no getting out because it's completely sealed, and B, it's soundproofed, so you can't hear him.
Help.
So he could have been in there for days.
Yeah.
No. I mean, Zoe, my stepdaughter, was like, she goes, I was, you know, if we hadn't found him, it could have been days from now. You open that thing up and a carcass falls out.
Absolutely. Yes. 100%.
So I'm wondering if there's a future topic for our show. Where did your pet end up? And they had no business being there.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, we found our cat up in the rafters of the garage once. We looked and looked everywhere and ended up finding her up in the garage in the rafters. And we're like, how the hell did she get up there?
Yeah.
And it just happened to be you were outside doing something and we heard the meow, meow, meow. I'm like, holy crap, the cat's up there in the garage. I love it. Let's do it.
We talk about all the time, the whole, curiosity killed the cat. And that's a saying for a reason, because they are such curious animals. And some dogs are too, that they just get into places that they just shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's a dangerous one too. I don't like that one.
I don't like that at all, because also when you close that recliner up, the stupid little thing could get his paws crushed or something.
In there.
In the mechanisms in there.
Yep.
So that's the big drama at my house.
Oh, man.
Where's the stupid cat?
Found him.